In today's specialty crop news, there isn't a whole lot an avocado grower can do if they see signs of a Polyphicus shothole borer infestation in their grove. Avocados are the first agriculture crop the shothole borer has infested, and California Avocado Commission Research Program Director Tim Spann says they are trying to get some sort of product available for growers.
Unfortunately, not really. What we're banking on right now is we're borrowing very heavily from the situation in Florida with the red bay ambrosia beetle and laurel wilt disease, which is another ambrosia beetle and disease complex in avocados in Florida. And they've been successful in getting some emergency registrations for a couple of fungicide and pesticide products to combat the problem there. We're borrowing heavily on their data to try and get those same products registered through a Section 18 emergency exemption here in California so that we can offer some tools to our growers to help combat this. None of them are ideal tools. They're going to be labor intensive, difficult, expensive, but we need something for those growers who are affected right now to try to do something about the problem.
When products do become available, treatments will still be difficult. The pest doesn't feed off the tree once inside, and Spann says the beetle's habits make it hard for applications to be effective.
It's easy when a pest is sort of relegated just to an agricultural commodity. It's somewhat easier to deal with, but this pest has the potential to go through the entire urban landscape, national forests, and you know, wildlands as well as agriculture. So trying to fight it, you know, essentially agriculture, we're only going to be fighting, you know, one small component of where this pest can be. And the fact that it spends its entire life almost within the tree, it's very, very difficult to target with pesticides or fungicides, which makes the fight even that much more difficult.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.